How does this work?
Ryan, is this thing on? Oh, we're recorded?
Ryan! Welcome to Quarantining
with the Chris's,
the podcast. The Chris's are proud to present today's sponsor,
Leafy Organics. Leafy Organics Prana, made with organic turmeric and ginger.
Decreases inflammation, improves brain function, benefits heart health, and improves joint condition.
Yes, go to leafyorganics.com or on the gram at leafyorganics, that's L-E-E-F-Y. Get 15% off your first purchase with our code. Chris, what's the code?
Discount code QWTC. Also, a very special thank you to all of the Chris's team members who have donated at patreon.com/QWT.
Chris's!
Ryan, start the show! Ryan, could you turn up the light a little bit? I have this zit that I have to get rid of before the show, and it's really bothering me. So could you turn up the light? Oh, I gotta press it against my face. Do you think people can get laser poisoning? Is that how this works? Oh, I'm sorry, folks. Where's Chris? Ryan, get Chris! I can't use this without glasses. This is ridiculous, folks. I'm so sorry. Sorry about this. Ryan, you know what? We're gonna turn this off. Oh God, I think I just blinded myself. Waiting for Chris, waiting to exhale, waiting for Chris. Anyone? Thank you for joining us. If you're a cat mom in Wisconsin. Oh, there he is. There he is.
Hey.
How you doing, Chris?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm great. I was just tanning or fixing zits. I don't really sure what this is, but we're live?
I think we are.
We're live? Ryan, play the music. Anytime now. Oh, wow, yippee-o, yippee-ay, bow-bow-wow, yippee-ay. Bow-wow-wow, yippee-o, yippee-ay, bow-bow-wow, yippee-ay.
Woo!
Woo! And we're live! Welcome to Quarantining!
With the Chris's.
I'm your host, Chris.
And I'm your host, Chris. And that
is Mark. Hi, Easy Mark. There is a delay when we talk to each other, so we'll be battling that all day. Shout out to the Philippines. We appreciate you for joining. Shout out to my cousin. Shout out to, apparently, a dog just joined us, Chris. Shout out to everyone. We're trying to wave. It's very difficult. There are a lot of you here. But thank you for joining Quarantine with the Chris's. Chris, this is episode number 100. Ryan, what was it? 74?
Wow.
Yeah.
And number 2 of season 3.
Number 2 of season 3, the Chris's return. If you haven't gotten an email from the Chris's today, Ryan should have sent you one. If we don't have your email address, just DM us and Ryan will get you on the email list where you'll get exclusive offers. And by offers, we'd be desperate pleased to send us money or buy our t-shirts.
Yes. Like and subscribe. Is that how it goes?
Like and subscribe below. If you're on YouTube or Facebook, the audio might sound terrible or it might sound great. It depends on the day. We have generally no idea what's going to happen. But we appreciate you joining us today. It's a special theme today, Chris. What was that theme again?
Was it cats? So are we celebrating cats today?
I think we are celebrating dogs.
Yeah,
I think it's National Puppy Day.
Oh, right on. Well, yeah. Didn't get the memo. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that, Ryan. Actually, Ryan's a day late and a dollar short, as always. And National Puppy Day was yesterday. Unfortunately, we are fashionably late, as always. Oh, wait. Hold on. This was the surprise guest.
We got a puppy.
Excuse me, sir. I don't think you're our guest, Lucy the Weenie. Who do you got there, Chris?
This is Freddie. Freddie Mercury. You remember him when you one of our earlier episodes you emulated him with your mustache.
Was that when I only had facial hair that just was like right here?
That's right. Yeah. Yippee-yay.
I wish everyone here all across the world on Instagram could hear us. We could do one of those like no.
yummy, yummy ale.
Sounds like that. Thank you for joining us. Get Leafy Lane. Amber, shout out to Oklahoma for joining us today. You can find us all across social media, Chris, at is it QWT?
Chris is.
Or at QWT.
Chris is.
We'll be doing a special event next Wednesday on YouTube. If you go to youtube.com, since we do not have a dedicated URL, and type in QWT.
Chris is.
You will find our YouTube page. We're doing a special event. We'll probably unveil it at the end of the show, since we did that last week on our season premiere, but decided to push it back a week because of, I mean, we've been trying to get Lucy the Weenie for how long now?
I mean, it's been about 5 months, I think.
Yeah, 5 months.
That's the only reason we went into hiatus, is we couldn't get her on the show.
Yeah, and now people her humans are very difficult to get in touch with. We do have a special community cause of the week. It is Okaizu.
Yes, Okaizu. The mission of Okaizu is to help all members of families affected by childhood cancer. Oh, no. Okay. To heal through peer support, respite, mentoring, and recreational programs.
Okaizu began with the belief that a residential camp can be an ideal setting for children struggling with cancer to explore and enjoy a normal life experience while interacting with others who truly understand their illness. We've been supporting Okaizu the entire pandemic. Unfortunately, due to one of the Northern California fires late last year, the entire camp, except for a structure or two, unfortunately burnt to the ground. We'll be supporting Okaizu for the rest of the month. If you go to okaizu.org, you can learn more about their rebuilding, or Okaizu, O-K-I-Z-U, on the Instagram, if you're currently on that, to learn more about them.
Yeah, right on. Have you got your mail yet from them?
I have got my mail from them. Thank you. I appreciate that. Ryan is a little behind on the mail. We have someone who said, "Hey, CJ, I love the piece behind you. It's lovely. Underwater basket weaving from Easy Mark."
Wow. We've been doing a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. Easy Mark also asked, where are we? I'm in, I think it's the Sunshine State. Is that right, Ryan? Wisconsin right now. I'll be in New Jersey next week for Easter, which was when the pandemic was supposed to stop, I think, last year. Is that right?
Yeah. It was supposed to stop, but here we are.
Here we are.
You know what makes the pandemic so much better, Chris?
What?
It's having little furry friends around. I hear we have a special one. Possibly.
We do have a special guest. I'd also like to thank our sponsor, LightStim for Acne. Ryan told me that LightStim for Acne was also to tan with. So he gave me these tanning goggles. I think they're game used by Donald Trump. I think he's but LightStim for Acne. LightStim is also the name of my autobiography, which will be coming out sometime whenever the pandemic goes home.
Right on. Hopefully by Easter 22.
Easter 22. Thank you again for joining us all across the world. We're Quarantine to the Chris's. We do this every day that ends in
Wednesday.
Wednesday is now 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central. I want a copy. I'm going to have to start writing it, Amber, but I will get you a copy of that. Shout out to J&J, who also just joined us. No profile pic. That's a little shady. But, Ryan, we got a guest coming on. Anyone? Apparently, it says our guest right now is unable to join. Ryan will work out that particular issue there. Most likely it is because our guest has no opposable thumbs and has not updated his or her Instagram.
That is very apparent.
Apparent. So we'll fill dead airspace with whatever you want to talk about, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Oh, yes, I do have a question for you. If you're hiking, would you prefer a day that's 90 degrees or 40 degrees? What temperature would you prefer?
What temperature?
Same exact day, but just the temperatures are different, like sunny and everything.
I like slightly overcast, actually.
Yeah,
when it's too sunny, and you're in Arizona right now, right?
Yeah, sure am. Yeah, they just got some rains out here. It's been overcast and it's perfect. But I was just thinking, like, it's not as bad because when it gets to like 80, 90 in LA, it gets to be pretty warm. I'm with Easy Mark on this. I go with 40 degrees.
Yeah, Easy Mark apparently, I believe, is in the actual Sunshine State, Florida, where I don't know if it ever gets to 40 degrees.
I doubt it gets to 40 degrees down there.
Yeah, definitely doesn't. I think our a guest is finally able to join. Here we go. Fire away. Ryan, hurry up.
Being good, I'm a bad dude. I'm sick of motherfuckers trying to tell me how to live. Well, hate under my pictures on the gram. You better hope I never run across your man. In the mall with him, mama have a ball with him.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Is that Lucy and her humans?
Yes, it is.
The one and only.
Say hi, Lucy.
Hi.
Thank you for joining Quarantine the Chris's live all across the world right now. Arizona, Wisconsin, the great state of New Jersey. Emily and Eric, the humans, will refer to Lucy, who's the real star of the show. Now, Lucy, did you know that you can't go on Instagram Live on a laptop?
She just learned that. We just learned.
Wow. Wow. Congratulations. But we've seen Chris, we've seen Lucy do some of those little dances and stuff on some platform.
Really good. She's really good. She's not only good with the upper body, but she's good with her legs, too. So she's a TikTok star, able to use all her limbs.
Yeah, she's been doing good. Thanks so much for having us on your show. We're excited to
be here. You're welcome. Now, she is a live animal. That's not just a cute stuffed animal, it looks like.
No, it's a real dachshund. This is one of them. Yep.
I'm sorry, Emily. Did you pronounce that dachshund? It's not dachshund.
It's dachshund.
Dachshunds.
Multiples, okay.
Dachshunds. Some people say dash hounds. We say dachshunds.
But they're wrong.
They're wrong.
Yeah. Never heard you pronounce that way.
And it said dachshund, so that's what we go with.
See, Eric is like Merriam-Webster's dictionary. He is providing all the proper names. Now, Lucy, have your humans, a cat underscore Jessic, has asked, I hope you're giving Lucy all the treats for this guest appearance.
Yes, she is getting lots of treats, and there is a treat right by the phone, which is how she's paying attention to what's going on.
You're telling me she doesn't want to look like a guy in a black shirt and a guy who looks like he's in some type of like satanic sorority with enough dream catchers to catch something. I don't know what he's trying to catch there.
We had to bribe her.
Now, Lucy, you're not that old. We'd like some statistics about you. Ryan is particularly a numbers guy.
Yeah, so I know you mentioned that she's about 5 months old already. And we have measured her. Her length is about 20 inches long, about 8 inches high. So she's not going to be starting for the Knicks or anyone anytime soon. 11, 12 pounds right now. Still growing a bit. You know, she was just, 4 pounds got her. Mm-hmm. So she's, you know, almost tripled at this point. So, you know, she's getting big. She's getting a little longer, higher, just longer at this point.
Lucy, you want to show them how long you are?
Wow. That's a long dog. That's the longest dog, Chris, that we've had on Instagram. Not the first dog we've had on the show, but our first dog guest, shout to Turmeric. Pam Wiz's dog, and the owner of Dog Rock Resorts, Mike Abrams. Oh, I'm sorry. We have a potential match for Lucy here. Chris, who is that?
Her.
This is Freddie.
Say hi, Freddie.
Freddie loves to chase balls, chew up tennis shoes and books. So he's really good at all of that.
And now, brought to you by Undisclosed Sponsor.
I haven't really woken up until I've had my McDonald's breakfast deal. And I know this is true because before breakfast, I put my phone in the refrigerator and couldn't find the keys that were already in my hand.
Nothing gets the morning going like the first sip of an iced coffee. Get any size and any flavor for 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
So what do you look for in a potential partner, Lucy?
Lucy, what are you looking for? Someone who'll play outside. She loves to run around in the backyard. So she's looking for lots of boys to chase her backyard.
Oh, wow.
Right, Lucy?
Yes.
Yes, and someone who likes to snuggle. She's a big snuggler.
Yes, they're into snuggling.
Hmm. So her love language is being chased and snuggling. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. Yep.
She plays hard to get, and then she wants the attention afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, Eric. Shockingly, that sounds like the woman sitting next to you who has working thumbs.
That's true.
Quarantine to Chris is live here with Lucy the Weenie at Lucy the Weenie on TikTok or on Instagram at Lucy the Teeny Weenie, which is awesome. And I accidentally tagged the wrong one before, but we'll work on that.
Teeny Weenies out there.
Yeah. A cat mom in Wisconsin asked, can she show us a trick?
Ooh. Yeah, she knows some tricks. Do you want to get some treats? Yes.
Oh, wow.
She started obedience school last Saturday, so she learned a couple tricks there we could show.
Ooh. Oh, wow. That'd be wonderful.
How was the first time at obedience school?
What was that?
How's the first time at obedience school? Freddie just went on Saturday too.
Okay. Lucy was very good, but they referred to her as the class police. So any dog who did anything dog related, Lucy was barking at. So, but she did okay.
They give out awards at the obedience school?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's 5 weeks. So we started week one. So we have four.
Ryan, do you have someone that's more obedient that maybe could date Lucy? That can pan me, please. Oh, we have here a Waffles. he's a cat, so he doesn't like this at all. Lucy, do you think Waffles is a suitable mate?
Lucy, what do you think? She said, I can't focus. I've got treats over here.
Ryan, he's hurting me. He's hurting me. Cut his nails, Ryan. Ryan, he's going out the door. Going out the door, Ryan. See you later, Waffles. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay.
All right. You ready for some tricks?
Lucy the Weenie's trick. Here we go.
Lucy, sit. Good girl. That's trick number one.
Wow.
All right, Lucy. Leave it. Lucy, take it. Good girl. All right. Leave it.
She's getting it. Distracted by the barking in the background.
That's it. Her two tricks. Sit. Leave it. Lucy, take it. Girl. And she could do a ramp.
We could show the ramp.
Lucy, come up the ramp.
Whoa, is that a new row?
Yes, she has her own ramp because her legs are short. Sit.
So her legs are short, but her body is long.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a ramp up because she's not supposed to jump or go upstairs?
Yeah, she can't jump. Come on, Lucy, go up the ramp. Good girl. All right, come on down. Good girl. Sit. Leave it. Lucy, take it. Good girl. All right, good job, Lucy.
Good job.
All right, come on up.
Whoa.
I think that deserves a round of applause for Lucy, everyone. Lucy the Weenie on TikTok, before we get into her newfound fame, a Kelly Appleman, which sounds like a fake name, said, is Lucy the next Bachelorette?
You know, she is. She's looking for a suit. Preferably. Oh,
wow. Interesting. So is Freddie Mercury, and Chris is like weird dream catcher den down there.
He joins the coyotes at night. It's a desert dog for you.
A cat, Jacek said, just like her owner, being chased by a lot of boys in the backyard.
Thanks, cat.
Now, Lucy, you are a star, probably the most important member of your family, because you joined the TikTok, or the TikTok as we refer to it here, and some reason have millions of views and thousands of followers. Could you talk about your behind the music story, rise to stardom?
Yeah, so really all started when we were in the car going to pick her up. I decided I wanted to make a gambling TikTok for her. You know, my passions, TikTok, gambling, why not put them together? That didn't do so hot. No one really liked that, so we started just making cute videos with it. And, you know, from there, we've gotten the millions of views and all the followers. So, yeah, I think people just really like that she's dachshund so long and, you know, the cute videos she makes.
Yes. One of my favorites is the peanut butter video. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about what it was like to eat peanut butter off Eric's face and then have your nails cut?
So Eric conveniently skipped the part of the video where you put the saran wrap on your head first so the peanut butter doesn't go directly on your head. Skip that step and just not only put it on the forehead, but just the whole there.
Lucy, the whole face. You could have used our sponsor today, LifeStim, for acne after you putting Jiffy Creamy. What was it on your face, Eric?
Reduced fat.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Lucy in shape, you know?
We have people who are actually very upset right now at Lucy. as Eric had just mentioned, who is Lucy's human, apparently, until the DNA test comes back. A Dan Walsh said, can confirm gambling TikToks lost me money. Alec Knapp, she was awful at picking the NFL. And he also lost a lot of money on her gambling picks. Mm-hmm. Lucy, could you please tell us why you are so terrible at sports gambling?
Yeah, we almost lost the half betting on her picks. So I can attest to that. Yeah, I think she, you know, she was just a puppy when we were doing that. I don't think she had the whole red under wraps. So I think maybe we'll get March Madness coming up here. Some Final Four championship. Maybe she'll be college basketballs are called. I don't know. We'll have to try.
Maybe. Who does she like right now at this point?
I don't know. I mean, she even though she's a dog, she does love Villanova. So it can make some noise.
Not even Gonzaga, the Bulldogs? Can I support fellow dogs?
She's a Villanova girl. She likes the Cats. So we'll see what happens there.
Oh, wow. And is that also because she is from, is it the Sunshine State, Pennsylvania, I think?
Yes. Yep.
Yep.
Warm 80 degrees when we picked her up in December.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have our first dad joke of the evening. A Dan Walsh, 16, he may not be old enough to watch this program, said, she just loves the underdog.
Oh. How do you do?
Yes. Dan also said that she is going to take the under on the bet now.
not a bad idea.
So, what was the inspiration for Lucy to stop having people lose all of their hard earned stimulus checks with sports gambling and transition into measuring how long a wiener is? Sending her through the United States Postal Service and getting her drunk outdoors in a cave made of snow.
Yeah, so for the record, we have not mailed her or gotten her drunk. That was all fake, in case anyone thought otherwise. But yeah, she just likes making videos. She just found someone's TikTok that she saw that she liked, thought she could do better. And, you know, she has.
Yeah, she started to get a little bit, some haters from the gambling videos. People, you know, not liking picks. Some of the people, chat are some of the people. So we transitioned more into dancing. I feel like that has a larger audience. Yeah. So it seems to be doing better.
That's been her calling. Yeah.
Hmm. What is her favorite dance move? Would maybe the cat daddy?
maybe
that.
Just the, or the rollover and get a belly rub while she's laying on the floor.
Yeah, that seems perfect.
That's usually my favorite dance move too.
Good girl.
Are there now? This might be a little too hot for TV. So if you have any young children, cats, or dogs in the room, please turn away. But are there any too hot for TikTok videos that Lucy has made where she could possibly transition to having an OnlyFans account?
nothing yet. Maybe for the right price. If we get some content from someone, you know, that could be arranged, but nothing in the works as of now.
Fair enough. Stick to the dancing and the TikTok.
Are you doing it?
Does Lucy have any idea how famous she has become in a short time on TikTok after only being a few months old with 75,000 followers and over 2 million views?
Started a little bit this week in a park, and we have girls who have recognized Lucy phone, so we think maybe she's starting to get recognized.
Ooh. Wow.
Hey, I mean, he gets a lot of attention at the park. You know, the wiener dog walking around, so.
Nope, we're getting the circle of death. Can we fix the Wi-Fi here? We got way too many cat moms in Wisconsin trying to use the Wi-Fi, I guess. Also, Freddie Mercury, apparently big fan of Lucy, can't stop trying to get our attention Freddie. To come see her again. Droopy Picks says Lucy has the cutest cankles. Is Lucy self-conscious about her fat ankles?
No, I really think that's part of her personality now. She has cankles. I don't know if you could see them, but when she sits down, she has a couple rolls. Only one. But I think it's just, you know, part of her image now, the cankles. We love her for them. Right, Lucy? You have cankles?
She unfortunately had a much swole body recently. Could you talk about her disastrous attempt at receiving a COVID vaccine, was it?
Yes, it was the Moderna. No, just kidding. Yeah, she got her rabies shot, what was it, 3 weeks ago at this point? And about an hour afterwards with her, and we started to notice her face getting a little bigger. And then about 5-10 minutes later, it was getting larger and larger. Rushed her back to the vet. And by the time we were at the vet, I don't even think she could open her eyes. Yeah, it was so big. Yeah, but luckily, you know, they gave her, they gave her some steroids and some other medication to help her bring down the inflammation. And, you know, she was better later that night.
Yeah, the vet had told us that specifically dachshunds have a history of having reactions to different vaccines. So dachshunders in the viewers, that's something to look out for as well.
There you go. There's Lucy's Human's Tips right there. Ryan, we got the... There we go. Thank you.
A good thing it wasn't roid rage, as Easy Mark has pointed to.
Yeah, no.
Nope. I think she'd be a lot higher off the ground if that were the case. But...
Yeah.
Now, Emily, this might be an inappropriate question, but as of right now, at the stage in your life as a homeowner now and a dog mom, if you had a choice between Lucy and Eric, what would that choice be?
I think I would probably choose Lucy. You know, she's, I think, a much better listener than Eric.
Oh. Wow.
Eric, what about you?
Oh, I don't know. Well, does. I make her TikToks, and she makes me a little bit of money. I might have to.
So Lucy, it is.
Yeah, I think we both pick Lucy over each other.
There you go.
Ryan, I think we got to pay the bills. We had a quick commercial break here.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Wait a minute. I've heard that before. That's the note Jeremy wrote to me in my yearbook in the sixth grade. How'd you even know that?
Because it's from Geico.
Yeah, wait, here it is. Dear Luke, have a great summer. P.S. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. Love, Jeremy.
Geico's had this tagline for years, because we helped save people money.
So wait, you're saying Jeremy copied you? Yeah, that actually does sound like something the J-Man would do.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
At Lucy the Weenie on TikTok, who's blowing up the charts. Now, how do you guys come up with the TikToks? I mean, is Lucy have full creative control? Or is this kind of off the top of the head? Or do you let Andrew, Emily's brother, who's probably too busy playing Edward 40 Hands, make those selections?
You know, like any, you know, child star, you know, the manager, and that just happens to be me. So I make creative decisions for her. You know, and I pretty much control, you know, makes and how she does it. And we make sure she does it till she does it right. You know, we want perfection here, and we don't want her to half jobs. You know, we want it right.
She likes to follow the trends. So she'll go on like For You page and see what trending and anything that she can copy, that's what she wants. So
makes total sense.
Has she started any trends?
I don't think so. Not yet.
Not that I'm aware of. And yeah, I don't know.
Unless we see more people putting peanut butter on their whole face, probably not yet.
I mean, it could happen. You never know, right?
Yeah, put the plastic down. You heard it here first.
Freddie Mercury seems to love Lucy. I mean, does she have any neighborhood, friends who could be more than friends one day?
I don't know. She has some other dachshund friends. She has a friend, Charlie. He's a dachshund. She's played with him a couple times. And then she has some new friends that would like to meet her, Felix and Ruth. They're also dachshunds. So she has friends out there. And, you know, we're hoping to get a big dachshund play group going. So we'll see. We're looking for more friends her size. A couple of our friends have larger dogs. Lucy's a little intimidated by that. So looking for all doxy owners out there.
Doxy. Ooh, I like that. What about some doxy merch? I could picture... probably not with any sports equipment because she's absolutely terrible at choosing sports, but is there any Lucy merch in the future?
Definitely. We actually think we're talking this weekend, trying to get an LLC going, come up with like a brand name and image. Definitely get some Lucy merch out there for sure. So yeah, we'll see what we can come up with.
Right on. Is she looking at, with her great physique, starting any fashion trends, maybe with like a full-on like Adidas-sponsored jumpsuit, maybe?
She has taken a liking to some Calvin Klein underwear, so we've been in talks with them, about becoming a brand ambassador for Wiener Dogs with their human underwear. So we'll see what that comes to.
Okay,
I picture Lucy in an ad campaign with Justin Bieber. I could see it. Ryan, can we call Bieber?
I think so. Kind of like remember the sunscreen with the dog, like with the dog biting the Speedo. I could see that, like reenacting that.
Yeah, I mean, we're open to really anything, and she's pretty easy to work with, so I think companies would like her. So yeah, we'll see.
Probably much easier to work with than her mother. Is that right?
Yeah, I definitely. So she probably listens a little more.
A Dan Walsh 16, who apparently is 2 years below the legal age limit, said Lucy in a hot dog bun as the logo. How do you feel about that, Lucy?
Wow, great one.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I think we're open to all suggestions. Thanks, Dan. That's a good one. Definitely, if you want to DM us some more ideas, we're definitely open to that. Definitely.
All right. Chris, go ahead.
What is Lucy's favorite condiment on her hot dogs? Relish, mustard, mayo, jalapeno sauce, Thousand Island?
She might not believe in condiments, Chris. Just, you're a little forward of you.
Yeah, I think all the hot dogs she's had have had nothing on them. I think she's been raw dogging them a bit. So, I don't condiments on them.
Fair enough.
Oh man, I had a follow-up question for Lucy, and I completely forgot it. I remember now. So Lucy, who's a TikTok superstar and the most important member of the family by far, is she liked by certain members of your family more than the two of you?
Definitely. I would say that my dad has taken a liking to Lucy. And I think he prefers to see Lucy when he comes over rather than the two of us. Dad, if you're watching, I know you how much you love Lucy. So definitely. He's stolen his heart more than I have. So, yeah.
Now, and that's if you don't, assuming in your TikTok, you had put Lucy, I think baked her at 350 degrees for 15 minutes. Was that one of the weenie dog TikToks that you harassed your poor dog doing?
Yeah, that was for her Super Bowl snack. You know, the little meaty weenies, 350, 15 minutes, get them golden. Like her, and you know, they're ready to go.
Oh man, I picture a whole line of products. We're not just talking apparel here. We're talking about cocktail weenies. There's a whole other things. Lucy is going to be huge and may finally make this family some real money.
Yeah, as a teacher, I'm not cutting it. So Lucy could be our winner.
There you go. Chris, what are you dreaming down there? Are you dreaming up anything for Lucy?
Well, I already see it. Yeah, she's a big star. I think we'll see her on America's Got Talent probably next season. Maybe on some rollerblades made just for her.
Oh, I like that. Can you get custom rollerblades for dogs? Is that a thing?
We're making it a thing, yes.
My dad had mentioned, you know, the possibility of Lucy skateboarding, but we would have to figure out how we would get her legs long enough to push the skateboard.
I've seen the skateboarding. It's been done before. I think we need to move on to roller skates. Okay. Like that's next level up.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, that could work.
I like that. I could see her on, 16 wheels, right? She'd get each leg. An Easy Mark in the great state of Florida, I think it's great, or it used to be great, maybe it's still great, said, does Lucy sing?
No.
Not so much. No.
Just pretty much a dancer.
Yeah.
Just a dancer. No singing for Lucy.
So if the pandemic ended on Easter, like we were promised last year, and Lucy could go into a karaoke bar, what song may she sing?
Oh, so she just started listening to Who Let the Dogs Out.
Yeah,
she likes
that song.
She likes that song. So,
damn it, Ryan. We were gonna come to Who Let the Dogs Out in, but we thought that was too cheesy, so we went with Atomic Dog. That's your fault, Ryan. Put the hot dog down. It's not for you. I'm sorry. Like,
thinks that when we play, you know, dogs in the house, so she's always looking for. She likes that. I think that would be her go-to song.
Chris, do you know the Baja Men, by the way, saying Who the Dogs Have? Do you know what that song is actually about?
Yeah, actually, I was there when they wrote the song. They told me it was actually about wiener dogs. That was the whole song. It was about wiener dogs.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Ryan just looked up on Wikipedia. It's actually about Who Let the Ugly Women Into the Club.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Who Let the Dogs Out? Who means who let the unattractive women into the club. A club is a place where you go and dance. That might have happened in 2019. I don't know what year it is anymore.
some time ago.
Some time ago. Now, Lucy is daily funnies all over the TikTok. What should we be expecting from Lucy in the future? Is there any guest stars? Is Addison Rae or Charlie going to be joining her?
Yeah, so they haven't responded to our DM yet, unfortunately. So, yeah, maybe we'll just shoot a little smaller or someone. or their mom. I know she's on TikTok, you know, who's moved down the ladder there. But, yeah, hopefully some collabs in the near future.
Could we turn your house there in New Jersey into a new hype house and just have a slew of dachshunds and just rake in the money?
Yeah, well,
you know, we would love that. We actually, I was walking Lucy the other day outside, and this woman had stopped by, and she said, "I heard there's a dachshund that lives here." So I feel like we're already getting known as, you know, the Wiener House.
Yeah, the Wiener House.
So,
yeah.
Party. fun fact for everyone, Emily is actually my cousin. I know exactly where she lives. shout to grandma living up the street. I don't want to give away the address to the Wiener House, but you know, if Lucy doesn't pull her weight on TikTok and make this family some real money, I might have to reveal where it is. Well, Lucy, you have been amazing. I'm not even sure if you're awake anymore.
30 is usually her bedtime, so this is a big night for her. She's getting
wow. Yeah. Thanks for staying up late with us.
Yeah.
Of course. She's happy to be here.
Yes.
Does Lucy have any final words of wisdom for her first live appearance on the internet and also the first dog guest on Quarantine with the Chrises?
Oh. Well, she's very happy. She's thankful that you invited us to be here this evening. You know, she looks forward to coming back on the show for your next pet special in the future. And, you know, keep following on TikTok, keep following along. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Chris, I mean, we might as well let Lucy and her humans in on a little secret before we go. We have a special event for our one-year anniversary, which was supposed to be today, but we pushed it a week. Lucy is actually nominated for a category, Chris. Could you tell Emily and Eric what Lucy is nominated for?
Oh, yes. She is nominated for Best Pet.
Ooh!
Wow. Looks like we already got two votes.
In the Best Pet category, along with Lucy, is another dog named Turmeric, a turtle named Shelby, and was there another one? Waffles, who as previously seen as a possibly a future mate for Lucy, wherever we go the arranged marriage route, and you want to make a Milo and Otis too, which is probably an older reference for everybody in this except for me. Waffles is also nominated.
All right, very good. We're looking forward to it. Yes. Thank you.
Well, thank you again, Lucy. Everyone go to @LucyTheWeenie on TikTok or on Instagram. She just joined. It needs more followers @LucyTheTeenyWeenie. If you go to @LucyTheTeenyWeenie, I promise you won't see Eric.
Not yet.
Thanks again, guys. Since Instagram updated, I have no idea how to kick you off. You might have to kick yourselves off.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Nice ceiling. Chris, that was our first dog guest ever. Episode 174, Lucy the Weenie, @LucyTheWeenie on TikTok. What do you think about Lucy's chances to be a star?
I already told you she's gonna be a star. Looking forward. Just thanks for being a part of the journey and like helping launch it.
Yeah. Go to their TikTok page @LucyTheWeenie to watch all the funny videos. The cutesy stuff will be on Instagram @LucyTheTeenyWeenie. Again, that's not Eric's page. That's Lucy's page.
Yeah. The casting couch. Thanks, Easy Mark. great segue, Chris. What are we doing next week?
The aforementioned working title, what was it, Ryan? The Chrissies, which is a blatant ripoff of the Grammys and the Oscars. We're doing an award show. If you have the categories in front of you, Ryan's getting them for me. Chris, could you read the first column of categories for our award-winning?
Yeah, we got 10 categories. Obviously, first one is the best, Chris. That's the first category.
Second, best Chris, obviously.
We have best dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Third category is best duo, because it's funny, we had a real duo, Park, just join in.
There you go.
Who knows? Maybe he's up for a nomination. We don't know. We have best dressed, and as aforementioned, the best pet.
And one more, I think.
Oh, best director.
Best director. Fun fact, we had an actual director on season two, but he still may not win.
We have some TikTok stars out there, some Instagram, great people making some great content out there. So we'll see.
We'll see. And also the best food professional. As we've had a lot of people dive into food on the program, most likely to be on American Idol, which is still a show. Best sponsor for all of our sponsors out there. A shout out to our sponsor today before we leave, Light Stim for Acne. It apparently doesn't give you a tan, but you're supposed to wear these things over top of it, especially if you just had LASIK.
Oh. Huh.
It also makes a nice sound. It's like a video game sound. It's like, here.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. For all that adult acne. Best sponsor and funniest person not named Chris is also a category.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot going on. Thank you again. Oh, thank you again to Freddie Mercury. Freddie, do you have any final words?
No, he just farted. Oh, man. got me.
We're quarantined to Christmas. We do this every day that ends in
Wednesday,
5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for Lucy and her humans for joining us today. The replay of this entire interview will be available. Hey, Aunt Kathy, will be available on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Hopefully Facebook and YouTube actually sounded okay. If not, we'll re-upload the video. But you can watch Lucy's award-winning, possibly award-winning episode. We're not sure if she's best pet yet.
We don't know until next week.
We don't know. According to the Chris's special award show edition next Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Chris, do you have anything to say to people before we leave?
I mean, that's all we have for you today. Thanks for joining us. Good day. Good night. Juicy Lucy. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Quarantining
with the Chris's. Please support our GoFundMe benefiting Okaizu Children's Cancer Camp. Search No Hair for Care on GoFundMe.com for more information.
Connect with the Chris's on our website, QWTChris's.com, and on Instagram, YouTube, the Facebook, Twitch, TikTok, and even Twitter at QWTChris's.
Catch us live across all social media every day that ends in Y, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Ryan, end the show.
Hi, my name is Joe, and I'm a home decor overspender.
Hi, Joe!
I made a breakthrough. I found HomeSense. It's unreal. So many brand name sofas. I bought one.
Oh, wow, really?
It's okay. The price is so low. Lighting, unexpected. Rugs, handcrafted. Wall art, eclectic. I go back like every week. No, it's always different. New unique decor, same great savings. Every time you go.
Field trip!
HomeSense. Standout pieces, outstanding prices.